judgment, your violence.
I'm Mia Kelly, and you're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
Oh, thanks, Mia. All righty. Well, I'm here to tell you about what we just played. We started off with the wonderful Lynn Miles, who's going to be in town across the water. No, where's she? Yeah, she's going to be across the water in Wolf Island on April the 17th. So you want to... maybe get your tickets now. That's going to do really well. Well, she always does. She's such a magnificent artist. We had the Indigo Girls in there for my friends. They know who they are. Big Indigo Girls fans. I believe some of them have tattoos about the Indigo Girls, but that's okay. That's another story, undoubtedly. All right. Enough jabbering. Let's find it on my list. It's here somewhere. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just an idiot. But that's not a maybe. That's... yeah. All right. We had Sarah McLachlan in there. And where is it? Where is it? Oh, my God. Sarah, just stop hiding. Yeah. Anyway. Sarah McLachlan, that's from her new album that's doing very well, thank you very much, called Better Broken is the name of the album. And that was one on a long line. Sarah McLachlan, yeah. Nice to see her putting out new material. Did I tell you I saw her once? In Kingston. I think it's still a bar downtown. Yeah, it was the middle of the summer, though, so there are no students here, very few students. Stages, that's where it was. And, yeah, there weren't a lot of people there, but she filled the place with candles. She was touring her very first album, and she played here, and it was magnificent. And I'm sorry a lot of other people didn't get to see that, but... they would now. We had the Indigo Girls and Lynn Miles and Sarah McLachlan and Life is Good. I want to tell you about a festival, a particular one this time. It's called the Wolf Island Music Festival. And it goes to St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island, August the 7th and the 8th. Okay. Hey, I know it's time to make plans for the summer, isn't it? Shad. Ken Yates will be there, as will Georgia Harmer, Noble Rot, Rochelle Bobbitt, Tiny Horse, yeah, there you go, Lake Porter, The Codas, Brody Christ, and DJ Dina, all happening at the Wolf Island Music Festival, August 7th and the 8th. Oh my, tonight, oh, goodness gracious. At the Signal Brewery in Corbiesville, Ontario, My Son the Hurricane are playing, fronted by one of my favorite singers, Sarah Fazakerly, or just Faz, as I think she's called now. I don't know. That's tonight, of course. A couple of birthday wishes I want to send out as well. Tim in Toronto, it's his birthday today, and I wish him a very happy, happy birthday, he and his wife Danielle. Who who else's birthday is it? It's somebody special. And it will come to me in just a minute. Oh, yeah, of course. There we go. This would have been my brother's birthday, April the 4th. Yeah, his name was Graham. And he's gone. And we still miss him every day. Oh, I'm just kind of picking bits and pieces out of the air to talk to you about, but I'll get myself together here. While I'm doing that, I have for you three tremendous artists. This is Bells Larson from Montreal. Its new album is called Blurring Time. And we have 514-415. You see how that works? Yeah. It's like OXO. Forwards, backwards, same thing. Okay, 514-415 from Bells Larson. On Folk Everything on CFRC.
Four to 415. You're the right person, wrong time. Now and then, I still like to play pretend. Do you think that it is strange the weather of your city saved on my phone, trying not to feel forlorn? Ships passing.
at a standstill on the edge of where you come into town. My stomach, there's an anvil waiting for the truth to come out. Guess it's too late to cancel. Where would I even go if I did? Here are pictures on the mantle, reminders of a life we live.
Put that one up. I turned the turntable on. How did that happen? Okay. As I say, that was, or as I said, you probably didn't hear it because I didn't have the mic on. Meredith Moon. And that was a thing called East City Blues from Meredith. That's from her latest album, From Here to the Sea. Meredith Moon. Yeah, I'm not going to mention who her daddy was. We had Mariel Buckley in there. Anvil. I thought it would be a heavy metal song, but not. Well, Mariel Buckley, she played in town recently, and I was quite taken with her. That's from her latest album, Strange Trip Ahead, which, hang on, where's my Mariel, or my, yeah, I think she won a Juno, didn't she? Oh, my. It's gonna be in here somewhere. Okay. Where are we? Okay. Oh. Alternative Album of the Year. Asanabi. Edge of the Earth. Wow. Rock Album of the Year. The Beaches. No Hard Feelings. Where's the rest of that paper? Okay. Well, you know, I got so much stuff here now to tell you about. That it's just, it's almost overwhelming. Adult Contemporary Album of the Year, Sarah McLachlan, Broken Better. Hang on. What else have we got? She's not reggae recorder or R&B. Well, there you go. Just sort of letting it wait for it to go. Oh, Edge of the Earth, Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year, Asanabi. Yeah, from the Edge of the Earth album. And I can't find where I think she won her Juno. It was just pages and pages of stuff. So it got a little cuckoo. Anyway, it's in there somewhere. It's like 15 pages of award winners. Yeah. Well, because they told us about all the people who are nominated and then highlighted the winner. So there you go. Mariel Buckley, Anvil. Bells Larson starting us off. Their new band out of Montreal, Blurring Time, was the name of the album, and that was 514-415. Exactly. I'm Q. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. We got some wonderful stuff to play for you in the next little while, but of course we're still catching up on concerts, aren't we? Yeah. Let's see. Well, My Son the Hurricane is tonight. I'd love to go and see that, but life is tough sometimes. Let's see. Who else? Dead Root Revival with the Millwrights on April 11th. I think Tiny Horse with... that's at the Broom Factory. Yeah. At the Signal Brewery, Tiny Horse is playing on April the 11th as well. On the 14th, Jen Grant is through. Yeah, she's playing at the Broom Factory. The Grapes of Wrath are in at Signal Brewery on the 17th of April. Half Moon Run are playing at the Spire on May the 7th. And then Cat Clyde, of course, May 24th at the Broom Factory. That's going to be a monster. Oh, Begonia on October the 2nd. And Bahamas, October the 6th at the Spire. just a few more shows for you to add to your concert calendars. All right, now we got something a little bit different for you right now. I love finding new Canadian artists, and this is a new Canadian artist. Okay, her name is Isabel Pine. She's from BC. She has a new album out. It's called Fables. I really enjoyed it. It doesn't really fit the category. It's not folk. Well, I suppose, you know, we know jazz folk and we know rock folk and all kinds of progressive folk, but this is classical folk. Yeah. I thought we'd give this a toss. Because I think she's very good, and even though it doesn't necessarily fit within the realm of what I do, I think it's something you should probably hear. So, this is Isabel Pine and the track called Fables on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's microgrant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in microgrants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Okay, well, get that guy jittering off in the background again. All right, let's see. What do we have in that set? That was kind of interesting. Well, I thought. I hope you found it just as interesting. We started off with Isabel. Yeah. Where is she on my list? Because I know I just... Yeah, that was the... he says to himself again. Isabel Pine from Vancouver. Well, from BC anyway. And that was the title track from her latest Fables album. She's a cello player, is Isabel. I enjoyed that, particularly as it slid into some Bruce Coburn. Appropriately, that was Easter from Bruce. And where did I write that down? So again, you do, you know the deal. Anyway, there's so much stuff on my list, I can't figure it out half the time. Yeah, Bruce Coburn, Easter. There it is, way down there. Crowing Ignites album. That was from 2019 from the great Bruce Coburn. And finished it off with Kate Bush. Candle in the Wind. Now, that was released as part of an Elton John tribute. They released that song as the single, but she has now added it to her album B-Sides, which is like a collection of bits and pieces that is wonderful. That came out in 2018, Kate Bush. Okay, me again. What do we got? Okay, I can tell you about, well, I told you about Mariposa. How about we have a quick peek at some of the people who are going to be playing at Stanfest. Okay. Let's see. We got headliners. Oh, main stage performances. Here we go. Burnstick. I'd travel there just to see Burnstick again. I really would. They're fabulous. They're on Friday at 7. Mary Gauthier, Tallulah. Anik Escalmilla, Mary Frances Leahy, The Stanfields. Then on Saturday, Mama's Broke, another great band from the East Coast. Gunning and Gore Cormier, Susan Werner, Richard Wood. Wow, I haven't seen him in a long time. Andrew Baldwin and Sloan. And on Sunday, David Francie. Wow, they start the day, they just put somebody really good at the first show, and so you'll stay for the rest of it. Logan Statz is in after him. Morgan Toney, winner of a couple of Junos. And then Valdi. And that's all at Stanfest, which takes place in Canso, Nova Scotia. Are there dates on here? There should be dates on here somewhere. Okay. No. Isn't that just the way of the world? You got all the information, but you don't tell me when it is. I think it's 2 weeks after Mariposa, which is the first weekend in July. All right. That's what we did. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to do some wonderful stuff. I'm going to cross the pond for all three of these next acts. One's Irish, one's English. I think that they might be Irish, too, because they recorded in Ireland, but I know they're English. So anyway, and then we got something really special coming up in the set after that. All right. So stick around. But right now, this is Mermutations. It's the Rabbits plus other people. This is a wonderful album. This is Satisfy on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Truly satisfy this heart.
That was Christa Berg.
Yeah.
That was actually, he played that at his concert here, which was nice. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not a huge fan of Poco, or of, Toto. Well, I liked Poco. Toto, yeah. I just find the result, they were a little too smooth, but I have to say, maybe I call it a guilty pleasure, but I really like Africa. I think it's a tremendous song. If you go on YouTube and look it up, just, and you can see choirs doing it, all kinds of different variations. And so I think it's a really pliable song. But I think it's wonderfully constructed, and I love it. Africa from Christa Berg. We had Pentangle in there. That was rain and snow. That's kind of what a Canadian spring is like, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Rain and Snow. That was taken from the Reflection album, 1971. And Murmuration starting us off. That's a new band. They're an English. It's the Rabbits. They're an English band. That's husband and wife dealy. And they drafted in a bunch of other singers to work on this Murmurations album. The album is called Where the Land Meets the Sky, and that was a track called Satisfy. And I really like this album. And I won't say you can probably buy it anywhere, but they sent it to me because, well, I like the Rabbits. All right, I did say there was something a little special coming up right now. Special in that it's very long. And I hope you can enjoy it. I hope it doesn't make you want to go running away. But since it's Holy Saturday, I kind of thought this is the only reason I need to play this song. It's called Calvary Cross, all right? From an album called Guitar and Vocal. This is one of the gods of the guitar as far as I'm concerned. His name is Richard Thompson. This is Calvary Cross on Folk Everything. We'll be right back.
curtain was up. Shabbat.